just, you know, feeling that out regardless of confidence?
You know, those guys got a lot of reps with Case all week, you know, so we prepared for the situation that was on our hands. So, you know, I think, you know, that wasn't the case too much because those guys got a lot of reps, you know. We just had to, you know, cut back on some of the penalties that we had, and, you know, I think it would have been a better outcome.
What were guys saying in here? What was the mood and the vibe that you wanted?
It was the same thing, you know. Like I said, we was prepared for it all week. You know, both of those guys was getting the same amount of reps all week, so we were prepared for that situation. You know, Case is a guy that carry a lot of confidence with him, and you know, when you got a quarterback that can do that, he brings a lot of energy to the offense. And you know, when he's out there, it's just like, you know, Sam's out there. So you know, all those guys bring positive energy, and you know, that's what you want from a quarterback. And you know, we love it in the huddle.
When you say you were prepared for it all week, did you feel like that was the likelihood that he was not going to play?
You know, in the NFL, you know, it's always last minute decision. So you know, we know it was going to come down to the end. We know how Sam is. Sam a tough guy. If he was going to be able to go, he would have went for us. He would have went for the team. So you know, he wasn't able, and you know, the outcome was he couldn't play.
And given that he is tough, and you say, you know, he would have went if he could, so the fact that he didn't do that, what does that speak to you about the concern level that you should have moving forward?
It just means it was an injury that couldn't let him go, that was lingering. So you know, it's a long week. He could rehab all week, and you know, possibility he could be ready for next week.
Dalvin, what was the difference between you first and second half?
It wasn't a difference. We just had to, you know, go out there and execute the plays that was being called, you know. And I think the second half we came out with a lot more energy, and we went out there and just executed the plays that was called, and you know, we got a rhythm going. That was the thing, you know. We got a rhythm going, and you know, that's all it was.
How tough was it seeing some of the penalties kind of take away some of that rhythm?
Like, yeah, that was the main thing, you know. Penalties could kill drive. It can lose you games, and you know. We had enough of them today to kill a lot of drives, so we got to cut back on those. And, you know, if we cut back on those, we'll get a better outcome.
And real quick, you said that Case was going, took the first team reps. You're confident in him or whatever, but Bradford is still limping, and he didn't play. MRI inconclusive, but I feel like, you know, that says what that says. So what do you feel like is the, you know, possibility that you could be sticking with Case, and is that confidence there for him to be doing it more than one game with this team?
Of course, like I said, Case is a guy that brings a lot of energy to this team. If he's a backup, a starter, so you gotta love a guy like that. He's gonna go out there and he got a different style of play. He's gonna throw the ball around, he's gonna sling it. And that's why we love Case, you know.
Need for external options at quarterback if Bradford can't go.
Not one bit. You know, we love Case. We love winning in the huddle. He got that smile on his face that he's gonna make a play, and you know, we here for him, and we gonna continue to, you know, get better as practice go.
Devin, talk about getting into a flow and frustrations. You almost had your first half, no touchdown, right? Just shot.
Yeah, I thought I got in. But like I said, you know, CJ do all the hard lifting. You know, I'm just glad he got in his own because, you know, he do a lot of hard lifting for all of the back. So, you know, you got to reward him sometimes, and that was his reward.
So, some people might say you did the hard lifting to get him all the way down that far for him.
Yeah, but, you know, sometimes when you got CJ and there running in there, on line, back his head on head, you know, that's a lot to do. That's a lot to take on. So, you know, I'm just happy for him.
So you talked about the penalties, getting, you know, the frustration of getting into the flow, right? I mean, when did you guys start to click it together? A little bit. You know, I think that you guys picked up some momentum in the second half in Case, kind of getting on the floor there.
Yeah, we started running the ball better. And, you know, that opened the passing lanes up a little bit more. And, you know, we got in the rhythm. And that's what it was all about. You know, us getting back in that rhythm that we left off on Monday night. You know, so we got back in that rhythm. And that opened a lot of passing lanes up. And, you know, Case got going.
It's really important going forward from here not to get frustrated, not to get down, right?
These guys right here in this locker room, you know, we all about work. And we know we got to go back to work and evaluate, you know, and just get better. You know, we're going to be the team that we're going to be, a physical team, and we're going to come out and we're going to play football. Our coaches didn't want us to play football. So, you know, we just got to keep working. And, you know, next week is a new week for us, you know, for a new challenge.
Yeah,
it was all about fits. I seen the fits of the safety, and you know, I knew if I could get outside and get one on one with the safety, you know, I just feel like I could have made a miss, and you know, that was my approach about it. You know, I seen the opening, and I just pressed the line of scrimmage and got one on one with the safety, and just made a miss.